escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's your favorite Theo Al Cinchon on the Fan. I'm going to join the show, 888-808-1019. And we have a reunion of sorts because my man Big Zoo is behind the glass. What's good, brother?
What is up, Al? It's great to be back with you, brother. It's been way too long.
It's been a long time. I didn't even know I was working with you. I checked the schedule outside. I said, okay,
Zoo. Hey, bro, and you got me not only tonight, but I'll be here with you tomorrow, too.
And that is time and a half pay, no, right?
Yes, it is. July 4th. We'll leave that to the to the bookkeepers here.
It's time and a half, okay? It's time and a half. It's been a minute, man. Good to see you. Our Knicks finally have a coach. We'll talk about that later. The Yankees, 8-0 down, come all the way back. And now they've blown their first-place lead to the team I had as a sleeper team before the season, the Toronto Blue Jays. But we're going to start with the Mets. We're both Mets fans, Zuski, you and me. We're going to start with the New York Mets. And that first game, first of all, on my last show, I said the same thing. I apologize because since my birthday, New York baseball has sucked. Since June 13, New York baseball has sucked across the board. Mets and Yankees. That Subway Series coming up. I'll be there Friday. I don't know how much juice is going to have. They might be playing Friday all the way through next week, the way things are going. But start with the Mets. The first game, I didn't like what Carlos Mendoza did, taking out Clay Holmes after 90 pitches. I didn't like it, especially after he got an out. Didn't like it at all. Now, the Mets offense was atrocious, only 2 hits. But I didn't like it, considering it's a doubleheader, and you're going to have to most likely use your bullpen in the second game because you don't have a starter that game. Brazelbon started that game. We'll get to the second game in a minute as well. But to take Clay Holmes out after 90 pitches, and you heard Clay Holmes after the game, he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy. And then to hear Carlos Mendoza, what he said, well, you know, 90 to 100, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that. The pitch count is the most fugazi thing in all of baseball. When you're warming up, do those pitches count? When you're warming up between innings, do those pitches count? Nah. We just count the pitches that happen in the game. It's ridiculous. Baseball these days, starting pitching these days, pitching in general, is soft. Soft. He gets an out. His ERA is under 3. He's going 5 innings plus. He's doing his thing. And then you take him out and you bring Reed Garrett in. How'd that work out? Bing, bong, boom, skibbity, bop, boom. Grand slam to light-hitting Luis Ortiz. Grand slam. And I'll be honest with you, I changed the channel, which is what I've done most of the stretch when it's come to Met games. I've either fallen asleep or changed the channel. It's been unwatchable. It's been unwatchable. I was at the game on June 13th, had a beautiful lobster roll. I was at the game. Clay Holmes, ironically, was starting that game as well. And he was taken out because he was, what's the wording they use? That he was taxed or whatever from Colorado. They took him out. Bullpen blew that game. The Mets bullpen, the last 12 to 13 games, has thrown more innings than the starters. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. And a formula to not be successful. And the record shows that. They've been bad. Since June 13th, the Mets pitching staff has been one of the worst, if not the worst, in baseball. Runners in scoring position, the worst in the National League. So what happens for game two? They make the change. Nimmo 1, Lindor 2, Soto 3. I always was in favor of Lindor 1, Soto 2. Because Lindor can see all the pitches in the world. This guy was second MVP last year. All the pitches in the world. But they changed the lineup, fine. And then you listen to, you know, SNY. I was listening to Evan and Tiki and pretty much saying that the second game, the Mets were going to get destroyed. And what do the Mets do? They win. They win. How do you say that guy's name? Mazeroski?
Yep.
Jablonski, whatever it is. You know, he was 3-0 with a 1.13 ERA. Everybody had him as the next Nolan Ryan ready to put him in the Hall of Fame. And then give credit to the bottom of the lineup. For once, they kept the inning going. And then Brandon Nimmo turns on a ball and hits a grand slam. And then it got better. Because Francisco Lindor, who stunk as well since June 1st. Congratulations, by the way. It's about damn time he's an all-star in the National League. New York Mets fans and fans in baseball in general did the right thing. Finally. He hits a home run. 5-0. Blake Tidwell does a great job as well. Yeah, Brazelbon, Tidwell, the bullpen. Edwin Diaz came in with a 4-4-out save. He lights out. Mets win the ball game. We split. We go from being miserable to being happy. Can this be the beginning of the Mets turning things around? We talked about for years as Mets fans, June swoons. And then this June got off to a fantastic start. Like, okay, here we go. And then the June swoon said, hello, we're here. And what happened? Crap. And again, it's been bad baseball across the board for the Mets and the Yankees. It hasn't even been close. And in Pittsburgh, thank God I didn't make the trip to Pittsburgh. It was on the agenda. I was this close to going Sunday. Did not go. Thank God I didn't go. I would have probably got arrested in Pittsburgh. I didn't go. Thank God. The Mets get outscored 30-4. It was, what's the word I could use without getting in trouble? Shellacking. Shellacking. Destroyed. Embarrassed. Non-competitive. Those are a few words that describe the Mets in Pittsburgh and the Mets since June 13th. And didn't even face Paul Skeens. But here we are. The Mets split the doubleheader. They can take their first series since June 12th, later on tonight, against the Milwaukee Brewers before playing the Yankees in the Subway Series. Now, a couple things with the Mets. The talent, the young talent.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That we thought from last year would be a big part of his team this year has been non-existent. Mark Vientos. Non-existent. Francisco Alvarez, who's in AAA, 3 days in a row with a home run. What does that say about the major league hitting coach? What does that say about that? That he's changed his stance down there and he's got it going. We'll see what that translates into if he comes back up here and he starts swinging for the fences, which he should not do. Brett Beatty was down, then he got it going, then down. Inconsistent. Inconsistent. The Mets need help. And the one thing that we thought wouldn't be a problem with this team has been a problem. The lineup. Hitting with runners in scoring position. Or not hitting with runners in scoring position, I should say. They've been terrible. They make the White Sox look like the big red machine. Terrible. You got guys on his team. Lindor. Alonso, who's been fantastic this year. Nimmo, Marte, Alvarez, you know the cast, Vientos, everyone. It's been a huge disappointment. Huge disappointment. And it's been the total opposite of last year. Last year, the Mets stunk for the first 2 months of the season. It's like they were playing in quicksand. Then June came around and boom, they took off. This year, Lindor gets off to a great start. The total opposite of his career as a Met. The team gets off to a great start. I believe their high watermark was 21 games above 500. I could be wrong, but it was 20-some games over 500. In first place by 5.5 games. And then now they're 2 games behind the Phillies. Who, by the way, for all you people out there that were saying the Braves were going to be the competition, told you, the Braves pitching staff will not do what they did last year. And now they lose Schwellenbach with a dislocated elbow or broken elbow, something like that. So he's kaputs. And they're done. It's a 2-team race. Mets and Phillies. The way I like it. Again. New York, Philadelphia. Again. The way I love it. Which means when they play each other the rest of the season, all those games are going to be fun and very intense. And I hope we see a fight. Let's get a fight. Let's get something. Let's bring it back to the 80s. Let's get it going. New York, Philly, baby. Let's do it. But the Mets need help. Now, where do you need the help the most? Well, this bullpen, which was fantastic, this pitching staff, which was fantastic in carrying this team when the bats were dead, they need some help. I posted a poll maybe 2 weeks ago about Seth Lugo. Would you be interested in a reunion with him? And most Mets fans, said, I think it was 60-some percent, said yes, Seth Lugo. So, David Stearns, make the call. And David Stearns now is feeling the pressure. The pitching lab is on fire. And there's no fire extinguisher right now. The pitching lab, the lab that I've bragged about, that me and Positive Jeff in Arizona have bragged about, the pitching lab that Mike in Brooklyn can't stand, is in trouble. Now, maybe help is on the way. Kodai Senga was throwing, felt no setback. Didn't feel any pain. Felt good. Sean Manaea with his loose body fluids, whatever it is. Sounds kind of personal. You know, it sounds like, you know that music that plays in the beginning before the video plays, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sean Manaea is helps on the way. Griffin Canning, unfortunately, I was at that game. It was crazy. The play happens. Everybody's cheering for the out. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I feel for the guy. The guy was the worst statistically starting pitcher in baseball and was pitching well for the Mets. Had a couple of rough starts, and then for that to happen sucks. But now we're going to see what David Stearns can do. Trade deadline is this month. Where do the Mets turn? Where does David Stearns turn? Where do Mets fans want to turn? As far as the Yankees go, oh, Canada. Lost 3 games in a row. My man Will Warren with another horrendous first inning. His line, 8 earned, 10 hits, 4 innings. On the verge of getting swept in Canada. Down 8-0. That's got to suck, man. Down 8-0. You come all the way back. Aaron Judge hits a home run 6,000 feet. And then Devin Williams, my favorite reliever in all of baseball, Pete Alonso's son, throws a wild pitch. And Ben Rice, who, by the way, should not be catching. I'm sorry. You should, if you were going to do this and have him as the catcher, I know Austin Wells dealing with an injury. This should have been happening in spring training, not during regular season games. It's not good. It's not good. Now the Yankees, for the first time since mid-April, are no longer in sole possession of first place. And again, New York baseball has been terrible since June 13th. And where do the Yankees turn? Jazz should be at second base. You heard his comments. Well, not heard them. You read his comments. That he was training this offseason at second base the whole time. And now he's at third. You got DJ LeMay-PU out there with a walker. He's shot. Where do the Yankees turn? So we'll see what happens. Let's see what Brian Cashman does. And let's see what David Stearns does. Because if any of these teams, one or both, are going to get to the World Series and make a deep run in the postseason, the rosters as is, just not it. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.